followed by the pound. This menu will repeat. Please re-enter your access code. Access code accepted. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. Please announce yourself. All callers are muted.
Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have our wonderful program, and hopefully it's wonderful. We'll go to the light shift tonight, and today's date is, and I'm checking here, it is Saturday, and it's the 11th of May, May 11th, 2013. And so let's first activate the light beam, everybody. So scroll down on the BBS page. And we'll see the light beam there. I'm going to activate that for everybody so you can feel some wonderful peace energy. And here we go. Just kind of look at it. And if you want to put your hand in front of the screen right now, you know, maybe a foot away, just kind of move it back and forth. And right now it's not activated. Then as we bring more energy into it, you can actually feel energy actually connect to your hand, and your hand might start to feel warm. Or it could feel cool. People sometimes have either one of those sensations. So here we go. We're going to activate the light beam now. And just watch the colors change. That happens a lot. A lot of comments from people about that. So here we go. Light beam activation. So stronger. Males are coming. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And for those of you out there that's maybe been running around all day today, I was just on the conference call, and a lot of you are probably on that also, the four-hour call today. Very nice. So we're going to bring in some life force energy for everybody. And we're going to bring in some of the silver energy. So here we go. Sit back, relax, nothing to do. Have your legs crossed, arms crossed. In case you didn't know that, doesn't make any difference. The light doesn't care how your body position is or posture is or anything else. It works. So if you're laying down, it's perfectly fine. And here we go. I'm going to bring in some light force for you. It'll come through the light beam. So first count to 10 to connect to it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and we'll get you a little more boosted up here. So stronger, stronger, stronger. There we go. It feels fine. Okay. And let's do a clarine for anxiety in case people have anxiety today. Here we go. Anxiety clearing. Releasing one of your anxieties. You have to look at one of them. Think of what it could have been, what got you upset. Maybe you're anxious now about something. And remember, you have to think of something on these clearings that I do for them to work for you. Otherwise, they will not work. So you have to pinpoint something to have it released, to have it taken away from you. It's an energetic removal of a situation. And what's replaced by it is peace. That's the way clearings all work. Source energy is peace. So here we go. If your situation of anxiety, I'm going to release that. I'll just count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, it's gone. Okay? So let's, if our co-host is on tonight. You out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here. And hello, everyone in the fast chat and the listeners of BBS Radio Station 2, Saturday night tonight, May 11th, 2013. And thank you for that energy, Ron. Who couldn't use some peace and life force energy from Source? I sure felt that and really appreciate it. And today we'll be taking requests from the fast chat for healing areas that Ron will be visiting, probably just a few. And you're also welcome to post questions there for Ron regarding the healings, as well as into the email we always use, clsquestions@yahoo.com, which I have open in front of me. And I'll also be watching the fast chat. So there are some posts in the chat room that the moderator is giving you for information and other directives as we go along in the show. So, Ron, before we start, I'd like to read a testimony you received at CLS Questions today from a listener. Here goes.
I'm ready.
Okay. The listener wishes to remain anonymous. Dear Ron, after working the Prosperity Jumpstart clearings, I recently received a $5 an hour raise after many years at the same rate. I've also received new responsibilities, which I handle confidently, and they are suited to me. I really like them. Furthermore, because of all the many clearings I've done, I feel empowered and peaceful around chaos and severe disruptions that happen to others around me. It doesn't affect me as much anymore. I also participate in the teleconferences and intensives you offer as often as possible. In short, I feel like a better and different person than before, and am able to make new plans for my life, never thought possible. So, wow, Ron, that's a colossal testimony. Do you have any comments in response?
Wow, I think it's very, very, very good. I don't necessarily comment because I'm in the moment, so I'm not really tied into the emotions of stuff that much, but I think that's fantastic to be able to use the clearings to move yourself ahead. So it's a different, you know, it's hard for me to comment because I don't normally, you know, it's wonderful. You know, I can say that, but I just don't normally get involved with the emotions because the healings are supposed to work. If you told me that the healing didn't work and nothing happened, then I would probably wonder what's going on, but they're supposed to work. And the nice thing is, that you're able not to quit your job and to have a raise. So that's very, very good. So that means that clearing must have went across on your psychic billboard continuously to have everybody around you connect so that you're able to get that raise. So I think it's very good. So back
yeah,
to you,
I
Kath.
Think first just wanted you to know that this had happened because they had worked so hard and really appreciated these clearings. And, you know, you just don't really hear, whether radio or not, of anyone having this sort of experience where they're getting this much an hour of a raise. So that's pretty significant, $5 an hour. And
yeah.
Also to a job they really do like. Pretty remarkable. So congratulations to that listener. And please carry on with your wonderful testimonies. And if anyone else has anything to share like that or would like to further their healings with Ron, that's what these programs on BBS Radio are about. Ron always encourages callers and fast chat and the email for those of you who wish to pursue their next step and would like Ron's guidance. Now, today we're going on the Creation Light Ship, and oftentimes people find that, and you know this, Ron, that people are on the light ship, and then when we come back down, they're asking you what happened, what went on. The light being showed them this and showed them that, and they had an evaluation and was found to have some things going on that they hadn't been aware of. So those are things that you can take as a clue to maybe, you know, you might want to pursue that as a healing. And with Ron right here, so available, you can ask him if, you know, what you should do, or maybe ask your spirit and have it verified by Ron. So anyway, that's just what's so great about these programs with the fast chat and the phone. And so callers are welcome tonight. The numbers are posted on the BBS Radio Station 2 page and also in the fast chat. And so I'll be looking for some questions. Back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's we have Mother's Day coming up tomorrow. And so if anybody out there is feeling a situation to where it might deal with heartache or sadness, we'll do a clearing for that right now for you. So here we go. And this is, even though it's Mother's Day, it does, you know, work with, you know, mothers and fathers or dealing with your parents. So here we go. I'm going to release some energy. One, this is if you have a situation going on, you know, that's bothering you. So I'll get into any detail. Here we go. So one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, hopefully that'll put some peace into your life. And let's see here. Let's bring up another energy here. And we'll just bring in some peace energy for everybody. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and just I'm curious if anybody has seen the clouds changing. Or looking different in the last couple of days. I'm kind of curious. So maybe if you've seen different looking clouds that would be normal, that would look different than what you're used to seeing, naturally, because the clouds that we had before and maybe still have are the alien ones. But if you have seen the puffy clouds, yesterday all that I saw was puffy clouds, and then the animal clouds are up there, which is very good. So that's my experience. Let's see if anybody else has the same thing here. So, okay, so back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, I'll be watching for comments about the fluffy clouds or not. And some people are interested in pursuing their furthering their clearings because they do work. The clearings and healings are real. There's many archives and testimonies from listeners who called in that will be of much interest to the listeners if when you listen to the archives, can hear what they say. And so this just happened to be a letter that was sent in, and so we do thank you for sharing that. And some people are looking forward to the new clearings that Ron does make available. It takes some time to do. Here's a question, Ron, about a clearing that you had talked about a little bit ago. This person's wondering, when will the new spirit clearing bundle be available?
Don't know yet.
Okay, well, Ron, you'll keep us posted, so.
Yep.
We'll just keep listening, and when it's ready, I'm sure Ron will make an announcement like he always does. I know a lot of people are looking forward to that particular clearing. Maybe they feel like they're just ready for it. So meanwhile, there's probably other things to do, and definitely the intensive that Ron holds on the weekends. Today he mentioned was the 4-hour physical rejuvenation intensive. And that's a lot like what we're going to do on the light chip today. So before we go to the creation light chip with Ron as our escort, please be thinking of an area of your body you'd like to possibly have them look at or heal. And we'll go into some various areas, and the light beings will do what they can for us. So I'll be watching the fast chat for some comments on that. And one of the listeners here, Ron, is wondering about entity clearings for clones. Any news about that?
Not yet, no. Not yet.
Okay, great. Stephanie's commenting about the clouds. She says she's only seeing fluffy clouds where she is. Don't know where that is. Annette's in Florida, and she has seen... Oh, Annette, what did you type there? I have maybe she's got seen some strange clouds, too. And Annette, I think, is a little bit of a new listener and asking about the Creation Light Ship's visit and is wondering if you could explain a little bit about when we go to the light ship, is she going to see the light beings as you describe them when we go to the healing areas?
I don't know. Everybody has their own abilities to maybe see things. So some people see, some don't. Some people feel the energies. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, you know, but you will be worked on whether you see it or not. So that's not a prerequisite for having a healing is you know, that you're able to see it or not. So, or see them or not.
Larry on line two.
See what we could do here. Should we go to the light ship now?
That'd be fine, Ron. Would everyone kindly type in your request, and we will pursue the other questions after we come back. So Ron, you can tell us a little bit about the way the requests work.
Yeah, so you need to request one particular healing that you'd like to have, because they're going to be just focusing on that for this short time here. And on the light ship, you will more than likely be healed completely. But when you come back down here and you're being beamed up, a lot of times, which is hard to even know how many times per second, but it's a lot. And each time you come back here, the situation that you developed that caused your problem is still here in these invisible energetic bodies that surround you. So those can and will take away your healing. So if you haven't had any energetic clearings on these energetic bodies, then more than likely the healing may not work the way you would like it to, because this is what caused your problem to begin with. So the root of your problem is your ancestors, and they passed upon to you what you're dealing with right now as far as a situation. So it's, in a sense, their fault. So, because they thought the wrong things or prayed to the wrong things or got hooked up to the aliens or whatever they did, you're dealing with their stuff. And you're living all of their lives at one time. But on the light shift, you're fixed. But as you come back down here, your physical body and your spirit, these energetic bodies that surround you to protect you can bring forth and bring back and nullify your healing. Now, some people get miraculous healings instantly, and some people, you know, have so much density that the healing cannot stick and hold here. That's not the fault of the light shift. It's just the fault of your ancestors. And maybe even you, if you went to dark side practitioners or sacred places and got hooked up to aliens, you know, that are out there, like going to, say, different sacred sites, maybe in the Middle East or, you know, over in Europe. All these energy places and churches connect people to the darkness, and that's what happens. Okay, so here we go, everybody. So we're going to go to the light ship. You're going to bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go. And you're going to notice that you're in a different space right now as you're being bilocated. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. You're up there right now. And we're going to go into a room. We'll have a few prayer requests here from people. And I have the crystal room, so here we go. I'm going to go into where the quartz crystals are. Request your healing. And just sit back and relax. Like I said, you can have your arms crossed, legs crossed, toes crossed, fingers crossed. Makes no difference. You don't have to do anything special. In fact, if you do anything special, that could even hook you up to more darkness. So if you sit there in some kind of meditative state, very possibly that could even take away your healing. Be normal. So here we go. Here comes this energy from the crystal room, and I'll bring it into your body. You're going to feel it here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room we have a request for is the waterfall room, which is probably the rainbow waterfall. So here we go. And you may feel energy around your body. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And next one we're going to go into is the room with oxygen. And we're going to be kind of like in a hyperbaric chamber, so to speak. Not exactly, but that's kind of how you would perceive it. Although you're standing up and you're seeing a lot of bubbles around you and you're in water. And here comes this energy. One, two, three, four, and five. To see if your breathing has changed or if you're able to get more oxygen into your body. Going into the penthouse, that's the request. We'll probably use one more a room if somebody wants to type one in there. Get the first one that pops up. Oh, this is a race for everybody. Go to the penthouse. This is where you can have a healing with the different stars out there of light. Not the ones that you see here, because these are all typically a fabrication. So here we go. And up to the penthouse, you're kind of relaxing, maybe levitating. And light beings are working with you. Here comes the energy from the planet to help do some energy work if you choose to. So request your one special healing that you'd like to have. Here comes the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we've got a room, it's the silver light. We'll go into that room, and also the orange light room. So these are the orange and silver lights. So here we go, different rooms. Silver room, one, two, three, four, and five. And orange room, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, request your healing for each one of these rooms. The last one we're going to go into is a rainforest room. And there's a lot of plants there, a lot of ferns. Just very, very beautiful. Birds and bees and everything flying around. and you may just love it. So here we go, Rainforest Room, bringing the energy down to you here. A little stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie-do. So we'll come back from the light ship, everybody. And your items that you brought with, animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you're here now. We'll just turn it back over to Kathy. So are you still there, Kathy, or you?
Well, I am, but I wish I was back on the light ship. It's so nice that the creation light ship includes our animals. And if we had relatives and, or let's say we had animals in the neighborhood, could we include them as well, Ron? Say, like, if we had little critters, raccoons and things?
That would probably be okay, but your neighbor's dog or something, typically not, because it doesn't belong to you. But, yeah, if you have something that you see coming around or your feed, yeah, that'd be no problem.
Okay, that's good to know. So it's very inclusive, the garden, the trees, the house, the animals, the pets, and anybody listening in the room with us, that's included too, correct?
Yes, yes, that is correct, uh-huh.
Okay, okay. Well, we really appreciate that, Ron. It was very nice to go to those healing areas and receive more of that energy, especially from the silver. Ron, maybe we should talk a little bit about some questions coming up here that have to do with order of healing. Let's start with this question. If someone purchases some of the whole life clearings that you offer, which there are many of the bodies that need to be healed, and they don't do the emotional clearing first, how will that affect the others? Since you always recommend the emotional clearing first.
Yeah, almost always you want to do the emotional one first. There are some that you could do without that, but it depends, you know, which one it is. Like you could do the death barcode one without the emotional one. The self-empowerment ones, you probably want to do the emotional clearing because you're dealing with issues there. And the self-empowerment one is like a Band-Aid for many issues, but the whole thing is that your spirit needs to be with you to heal you, okay? And if you don't have an emotional clearing, then you're going to be missing out, and your spirit energy will not be with you to help you in the healings that you're having on the website. So that's the way it is. So let's say that you're, I hate to pick numbers here, but let's just say that you're 10% in your body without having the emotional clearing, and you do some other whole lifetime clearings, for instance, before you did the emotional one, then you only have 10% of you that came into this lifetime in your body. And how's your spirit going to heal you when you did the clearing? It's pretty hard. Now, if you do the emotional one first, maybe you might come back in to maybe 50 or 60%. That's a possibility. And so now you have a much better chance of having whatever you do after that working for you. So that's the way it works. After you have done a few of the whole lifetime clearings, I would strongly recommend doing the magnetic twisted body clearing, and that's also included in one of the bundles. So you may want to do the bundles in place of just doing that single clearing, because the magnetic twisted body is what's used to get everything correctly in place so that you can have more energy. And it realigns your energetic bodies. That's what it's for. Without having them in alignment, if one is out of alignment, turned backwards, you could probably do 50 clearings, and you may not even have any, you know, really good positive results until you do that one clearing. And then at that point, they all kick in. The clearing takes place with all the whole lifetime emotional clearings. It's ready to go there. Everything's in alignment. But if the body that you're working with is crooked, then it's not going to receive any energy until it gets turned around. So the clearing does not have to be done over again, just that the magnetic twisted body clearing will allow you to have the clearings actually work for you at a much higher degree than what it would be without that. So the main thing is do the emotional clearing first. And if you haven't done that, then do that clearing. Back to you, Kathy.
Yes, the emotional clearing is the one I did first, and a lot of people did that first. I was following their advice that I'd heard over the various archives that go back to, I think, 2005. So that's a really good testimony right there to do it, just from hearing other people have such great healing from doing that one alone, because it goes back to your whole life, and then you can purchase it unlimited and keep it going, keep it current. Every day. Otherwise, if you don't, it feels like you're sort of like when you don't take out your kitchen trash, it just piles up. So everything gets cleaned out first with the emotions. And then Ron suggested the magnetic twisted body as well, which I just want to indicate to the listeners is on creationlightship.com. I believe it's on the home again page. And people who've done that have felt it make quite a bit of difference. It does take a little time because it's dealing with a lot of different bodies, and it does include an upside-down alignment, which Ron says our spirit sometimes is turned upside down. So Ron, can you talk about that crash landing phase, what happens with that, why it's so important to have the spirit right side up looking through our eyes?
Now, let's put everybody in with their head facing the ground, if you like, and feel what it's like to do that. You don't have to do this. It's your choice, but it is interesting. So if you want to experience that, we'll do it, then we'll put you in right after that. So here we go. For those of you who want to be put in your body improperly with your head where your feet are, and you can experience that for about a half a minute, then we'll put you back in the way it's supposed to be. So here we go. And I reverse you now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now your body with your head down by your feet, and your feet naturally is up by your head. And now I'm going to turn you around 90 degrees. Turning. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And there we go. So now you're facing backwards. Now we're going to turn you around frontwards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we're going to put you in properly. So here we go. Coming out and back in properly. There we go. So it may take you a minute or two to reconnect. And you might even feel a little dizzy or kind of strange. But you're in your body properly now. And you may not have even been in your body properly even before we started. So back to you, Kathy.
I didn't get a chance to mention that if you do feel a little strange, like Ron just mentioned, even if we were on the light ship, that is normal. If you felt some heat or tingles or hot flashes on your face or some parts of your body, that is also a normal part of the healing. That's because spirit is taking, replacing where you had some density, some what Ron calls, you know, held judgment. So it's all a good thing, and it's just temporary, and then you feel so much better afterwards. So, Ron, some people are asking here about maybe they'd like to know a little bit more about the spirit clearing and what that would entail, just a little bit.
I don't know yet. There's a bunch of clearings that we're going to be putting together, but right now I've been so busy working with the alien attack stuff that I haven't had a chance to even do that. So at some point, we'll continue on with it. But right now, I don't have the time to even look at it.
All right. Then the next question is, Ron, that someone who I think they live in New York City is confronted probably with Bible pushers in the subways, and is asking about a clearing for that. Do you suppose they're indicating some kind of religious affiliation clearing or, I don't know, Galactic Federation healing?
Either one of those could work. I would just do a shrink wrap as you walk by them. and that may solve the problem.
Right. Just command your body to shrink wrap is what Ron's talking about for those who are new. And also, if we do see something that someone else is doing, it's not so much that Ron can clear that, it's that you want to clear you. So you would have to think of what clearing that Ron has offered, a whole slate of them, almost 600. And we talk about them all the time, so you might want to consider this person in New York, what kind of clearing would most likely apply. And quite possibly it's one you already own or one that's even on the Creation Light Tip website that's free. Like, for example, if you feel like you got a little bit slimed, if you go under the sample healings and you're not quite sure, you know, really what, if you have, you were affected, it, maybe you got some sort of abduction or distraction, there's a satellite timeline crash, which to me is like if you were a cell phone and you ran that timeline crash, it, in a way it's feels to me like you're getting your RF disconnected from the frequencies of the cell phone, you know, the cell phone tower. And that's sort of how the timeline crash works for these satellites, how they connect to us. So then you won't feel quite so vulnerable walking around with people and their particular, promotions or projects that they want to promote on you or push on you. So there's a lot of good clearings in that sample clearing section. And Ron did mention the clouds earlier, and so we also must remember to keep doing the gray sky timeline crash that's also provided free. It does so much good. I wish I almost wish there was just a world day of doing the gray sky timeline crash because I see so many pictures in the weather of some really scary looking clouds and storms that I really wish we could put that gray skies timeline crash over in that area. Probably there's no one there doing those in those, some of those plain states. So a lot of people felt they really enjoyed the Creation Light Chip visit and had a little head clearing up and feel a lot better overall. So that's really good responses. Those are all real healings. So Ron, if someone wanted to work on their, on the slime or sludge that they feel they got slimed and sludged on, would you kindly describe a little bit that slime and sludge healing that you have on the homepage? It's called Energetic Slime Body Coat Removal. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Maybe even the web coat.
Yeah, we have different energies that the aliens put on us that surround us. We have the slime body, the sludge body, energetic web coat. So I'll just do a sample of each one of those, and you can actually feel it for yourself. So first do the slime body. And all of these have typically interfaces that connect the aliens to you. So here we go. The slime body, and release some of that energy from you here if we can. And remember, on the website, it's much more extensive. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the sludge body. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the web coat. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll just take away some of the, this is like implants that go into your neck. So let's do that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boy. Okay. So we'll see what people feel out there. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Let's see. I'm looking for some questions in the CLS questions. There's a couple here. So Sharina writes, I seem to have a program since the last 30 years where I'm compelled to always look for calamities and earth changes that are coming. She feels she's programmed. and she would like your suggestion of how to get rid of that mind control program she has for looking for Earth
changes.
Okay,
okay. It sounds like you're searching for, maybe initially you maybe heard even in the old days, Mr. Scallion doing predictions of the Earth changes, and California sinking into, you know, the ocean, et cetera. And maybe just by going to those sites or hearing those predictions, it may have connected you up to the energies of darkness that these people may have been hooked up with, which they may have not even known themselves, okay? So that may just be recycling. It sort of sounds like a mind loop condition, but it could be like another energy that you're connected to, some type of energetic pool. Let's do a clearing here. Oh, boy. And here we go. We'll see what happens. I'm yawning already. So let's release that energy that you've been dealing with here. And this is true for everybody else. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Getting kind of rough. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wow, okay. So let's just see what happens there. And what I would say is just let me try the mind loop clearing. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Wow, that sounds good. So Ron just did neck implants and suggested a mind loop clearing. Okay, so Ron, if a person could only buy one clearing and they were suffering from what they perceive as Satanist attacks, or maybe they just know they are Satanists, would you possibly be able to give them an idea of one clearing that they could use?
Dark side practitioner. And you can even put your own name in there. It just brings light to you or the dark side practitioner that is doing you know, spells on you and causing you harm. And anybody who does energetic work on you, whether they think they're doing something nice or not, even a Reiki practitioner would be considered a dark side practitioner because they're using mind energy. So rephrasing that, anybody who's using mind energy, doing mantras, doing prayer work, worshiping something, having candles, all this stuff would be a dark side practitioner. And so just put their name in, if you know who they are. And then from there, do the clearing and do it on yourself and do it for everybody that you have been in contact with in your particular genre here of learning about the New Age metaphysics that may have contaminated you. So what sometimes happens is that somebody will call me and they will email me and they say, Ron, I've been in the New Age movement since, you know, it started back in the maybe the middle 70s, and I've been to many, many churches and had many healings done by different people, and my life right now is going to hell in a handbasket, and I've also been to maybe 50 practitioners trying to get the stuff off of me, and they all say that it's some kind of life form. A few can see aliens around me. What do I do? So the first thing I would tell you is to list everybody and do that clearing, and it might take you 3 months. You know, this is not an easy process because you have years of attachment to these people. So don't expect to have it work instantly if you've been connected to these energies, especially if you went on, you know, these sacred tours to like the pyramids or Stonehenge or some sacred, temples, coliseums, all this stuff where the darkness, you know, is lurking. It will connect you up to it, and it may take a while to get it undone. So you know, if you are, in a sense, out there and you close your eyes, we'll say, and you sense something in your room or you see aliens all the time, well, that's because they want you. How do you get rid of them? Well, you can do the dark side practitioners, get rid of the people that brought them to you. Maybe they all connected these cords to you. I talked to one lady years ago, and she actually somehow, for some reason, was able to sleep in one of the pyramids. And I go, oh, God, you know. And so, a dog, I guess. Oh, dog, you know. So, and she was pretty messed up. And the experience that she had was, she said, was just phenomenal. But, again, her life, you know, fell apart for her. So, you got to realize that they want you, and you gave your permission to be attacked and connected and corded. So you need to undo all those things. So that means that you need to go back and make a list of who you have seen. And this may, you might be saying right now, gee, Ron, I feel like throwing up because I've seen 300 people at least. Well, start writing them down, because one of those people out of the 300 could have really did a whammy on you. And just start writing them down and start clearing them out of your life and do that clearing. You may want to do something with energetic cordings too if it feels like you need to go deeper. And just start. That's what you have to do. Remember, you caused the problem, and you're not going to get out of it with the click of a finger, you know, snapping my fingers. I can't do it that quickly. You got to get rid of each one of these energetic attachments that's connected to you from all the people, all these sacred sites that you have visited. So that's the whole thing. Remember, teachings of Jesus is very simple. Don't go outside of yourself. Go into your heart center. And I'm sure if you're a practitioner listening to me right now, entrapping people in the dark side magic and whatever they're doing by doing your artwork, you know, whatever that would be, your talents of doing clearings on people, then shame on you, you know, because you are connecting people to darkness by using mind energy. That's where darkness lives. So the whole thing is, you know, and if you have done that to people, then, you know, get the clearing and put their name in there to disconnect them from you. Because remember, if you're a practitioner and you, say, did Reiki on somebody and you use those mind energy symbols, right, the alien symbols being connected to something out there, then that person is also energetically connected to you. So you clear yourself, you say, I feel pretty good. What about the people that you've worked on in the past? And you hook them up, those cords still go back to you. So you have a lot to undo. And remember, the teachings of Jesus is very simple. Don't go outside of yourself. And, you know, it's unfortunate that people don't understand that. And but now you know the truth. So if your life is not working for you, you have problems, you have start seeing aliens, you're not sleeping at night, your body is jerking, bouncing off the bed. And you can tell how the hits are, because when they hit you, you might even jerk, you know, a couple inches. So it's just one of those things, and that's what happens. So what we're going to do now is a clearing. I won't do the dark side practitioner clearing. That you need to do yourself. But I will do one for the underground alien complex. This is where the aliens live. Remember, they're up above and below. Here we go. So, one, two, taking away some of the connections that you have. If this helps you, then you may want to do that clearing. It's on the website. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Getting rough. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So just see how you're doing right now. And hopefully you're feeling better. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, you just cleared the, gave us an energetic disconnection of the underground alien complex healing that you have on your website, creationlightship.com. And prior to that, in answer to a listener's question, he was discussing the dark side of practitioner clearing, which is an important clearing, is one of Ron's recommended healings. It's under the left side, under recommended healings on the homepage of creationlightship.com, and it's called Dark Side Control Clearing. And just to clarify, Ron, you mentioned putting the person's name in that clearing. Are you talking about specifically putting the person's name in where it says name on the top, even though you bought it for yourself?
Yeah, you could do that, yes. Uh-huh.
That's okay.
Yeah,
and suppose it's a group.
Yeah, put your name and their name in there.
Suppose it's a healing circle.
Yeah, that could work. You see, the people are connected energetically. So if you're in a prayer group and you had 40 people over you laying on hands or praying for you, then you need to figure out who they are. You may not know who they are. Well, then that's a problem that you got yourself involved with. And I don't know how effective that clearing is going to be, but it will add some energy to help you out. So, the whole thing is that people get involved with this stuff after the fact, and they come to me and want to have problems taken away, and I can't always do everything. And remember, curiosity killed the cat. So you have to realize that, wow, I've been doing all this stuff, and now I realize why things are not working well for me, because I got connected to the darkness through other people. So that's how you want to get yourself out of it, is to start doing clearings. And as you start doing more and more of them, then, you'll start getting these energies off of you eventually. But, just don't think that only one clearing is going to work for you, because it probably will not. And remember, how much time did you have invested, maybe in 30 years, of doing all this stuff? How much money have you spent on books and everything else to connect you to the darkness? Do you still have that metaphysical library in your room that's corded to you? So you need to look at all these things and realize that if you want to get out of your situation, the only way to do it is to get these energies out of you, out of your energetic field, and get rid of the cordings. So that's kind of just the way it is, I'd like to say I could take them away with a snap of my fingers, but it's very complicated, because you could have, 500 alien races attached to you, and you're wondering why one clearing with one race is not doing it. So get on the alien attack page and keep working on that, too. Back to you, Kathy.
And Ron, also, this person who asked about the Satanists, it seems like this person is able to really identify this particular kind of a group. But really, if they wanted to clear it as a group, you have other clearings that might help just as well, such as for a group, the religious affiliation disconnection clearing. I mean, really, is there any difference between the religious affiliation and a satanic affiliation?
I don't know. Just try them. I don't know how to...
As far as the clearings go, as far as the connections go. Because and that person could type in the name of the group, perhaps, in that clearing.
Yeah, that's very possible.
Okay. Just something to consider for the person that asked the question. There's just multiple ways to work these clearings. And probably if you feel it's very heavy and dark, could look into those multiple ways that have been suggested and discussed. Also, Ron, could you discuss Reiki a little bit about if it's mind energy that we should avoid?
Of course, yeah. You want to avoid mind energy.
Mm-hmm.
Mind energy is what you're using when you use Reiki. And then you also have, you know, probably touch for health energies. People talk about that, and they use Reiki under that umbrella, kind of, you know. But, yeah, all that is, you know, once you use mind energy and somebody teaches you how to do something and you think you're using spirit energy, then you're not. You're using mind energy because you're using symbols. So ask any Reiki practitioner if they're using symbols on you when this is happening or on other people. And they're going to say, well, of course, this is how we're taught to do this. Well, we have a clearing for symbols. But you got to realize that that's what they're doing. They're using dark side energies. And that's the way it goes.
Okay, Ron, one last question and one last comment, because we only have about a minute and a half left. Does a person who wants to do the spirit barcode removal clearing need to also do the emotional clearing, yes or no?
A spirit barcode? No, because that only helps your spirit to get out of here. So when the time comes and the ascension time comes, then your spirit will get out of here. It has nothing to do with your body, but it will get rid of your spirit at ascension time, typically. So you get the barcode that the aliens won't be able to take it sideways. And that's why the clearing's up.
Okay, and then one of the longtime listeners, Jer, he was sending in a comment about the clouds that you had asked about earlier in the program. He says, the last 2 weeks, there were no clouds until the other day when it rained. He says he sees very much less flat bottoms than usual. So that's really good to hear. Thanks for sending that in, Jer. Maybe he's doing the clearing, the gray skies clearing, timeline crash.
Yep.
So I wonder if we have time for one more question, BBS. If not, can you let me know?
We got someone else after us.
Go ahead,
please. Oh, okay then.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Just one quick one. About the dark side practitioners, this person thought of a big crystal skull they meditated with and talked to. Does this person need to go online and get its name, or can this person just describe it when she does the clearing?
If you describe it, that would probably work.
Oh,
so
good.
I think that would be okay.
Okay, great. In the chat room, the moderator is posting a reminder to be sure to log in your online healings into the New Earth Transfer Clearing, and the username and password is in there, in the moderator's chat room here. So it's very important to take some time to log in your online clearings as you do them. So I think we're about finished here with the questions, Ron. On behalf of the listeners, I'd like to thank you for the spiritual healings tonight and the trip to the Creation Light Ship and the peace energy, of course. Over to you.
Okay, so let's do the mind to heart drop for everybody. So here we go, mind to heart drop. So command in your spirit to take your thoughts and drop them into your heart. Very simple. Takes 10 seconds. Here we go. So 1, there are 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, there we go. So, end our program here. And thank you all for listening tonight, and we'll have our call tomorrow, 8-hour call, getting rid of alien critters. So blessings, everybody. See you later. Thank you, Kathy.